USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is President Trump's summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is now set for June 12th in Singapore. The president making the announcement a short time ago on Twitter, expressing hope that it will be, quote, a very special moment for world peace. The announcement coming just hours after three Americans who'd been held by North Korea returned home. President Trump was there at the airbase just outside D.C. when they landed.
Well, we're starting off on a new footing. This is a wonderful thing that he released the folks early. That was a big thing. Very important to me.
Israel says Iranian forces in Syria fired 20 rockets at Israeli positions in the Golan Heights yesterday in the most direct confrontation between Israel and Iran to date. Israel responded to the rocket attack, striking targets in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
In Michigan, police say they're still searching for what they believe are the bodies of up to a half dozen missing girls in a wooded section northeast of Detroit, a site where the body of a 13-year-old girl was found in 2008. After Arthur Ream led police to that property. Ream was convicted of killing the teen. He's now serving life in prison, but police say they have new evidence indicating there may be as many as six other missing girls buried in that area. Former Vice President Dick Cheney says the U.S. should start using so-called enhanced interrogation techniques again, like it did after 9/11.
If it were my call, I would not discontinue those programs. I'd have them active and ready to go.
Cheney commenting on the Fox Business Network one day after the CIA director nominee Gina Haspel tells Congress such techniques used on terror suspects in the aftermath of 9/11 shouldn't and wouldn't be used again. Jobless claims hold steady last week. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Scientists now warning that besides all the fissures which have already opened, Hawaii's Kilauea volcano could soon actually blow. The U.S. Geological Survey saying the volcano could experience explosive eruptions from its summit and launch large rocks and ash. They also say it could come without warning in a matter of weeks or even just days. More Americans are suffering from major depression, according to a new report from health insurer Blue Cross Blue Shield. It shows diagnoses of clinical depression are up 33% since 2013 in the U.S. Experts who compiled the report say depression is a serious health risk because people who suffer from it also tend to have other health problems, including chronic illnesses and substance abuse. The report says people with depression could, on average, lose nearly 10 years of a healthy life. And Town and Country magazine is now apologizing to Monica Lewinsky for disinviting her from an event after former President Bill Clinton accepted an invitation to speak at the event. The one-time White House intern who had an affair with Clinton wrote in a tweet that the magazine had pulled her invitation to a philanthropy summit in New York City yesterday after Clinton confirmed his attendance. The magazine apologizing, saying it regretted the way the situation was handled. You can find us online anytime at USARadio.com. That's USARadio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.